You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Success. Today we are speaking with Anthony Volpe, Chief Marketing Officer of Social Discovery Ventures, a parent company of the Anastasia Date family of sites founded in 1993, which offers premium international dating to facilitate exciting and romantic companionship online with beautiful and interesting women from all over the world. Anthony, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And the pleasure, certainly ours as well. So having received a great deal of international media attention, Anastasia Date is well known worldwide. Can you go into more detail about one of the newest Anastasia Date sister sites, Africa Beauties, if you would?
Absolutely. So we had experienced many years of success with AnastasiaDate.com, and that was really offering men around the world the opportunity to date women from Europe. And after we had those many years of success, we expanded around the world, and we began in Asia. We also have a site that's in Latin America for meeting with women from Latin America. And the latest addition to our family of sites, as you mentioned, is AfricaBeauties.com. And we expanded into Africa because what we found through extensive research and also talking with a lot of people out in the market, especially men 30 to 60, a little bit higher income and more education, meaning more or less having bachelor's degrees, is that they were interested in meeting women from Africa. The vast majority of them, their reasons were, you know, they thought that African women had very good approachability. They had loyal and caring ways, so they were seen as a little bit more traditional in that sense. They saw that these women placed a very high value on relationships and family, and these men also found that their exotic features were quite attractive. So we opened up this site a few years ago, and since then it's been growing, I would say just anecdotally, by leaps and bounds. And so this has been a tremendous success for us.
With online dating becoming more popular every day and no longer carrying the stigma it once did, have you seen an increase in Africa Beauties memberships as a result?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that around the stigma. And that is that, you know, especially as we see in the last 10, 15 years, there's been really a significant decrease in the stigma that international dating and, in fact, online dating has seen. You know, I'm looking at a research center study. This is actually done by the Pew Research Center in 2013, and they were comparing the results of one of their surveys that they did in 2005. 2005, they asked the question of people about online dating. They said online dating is a good way to meet people. In 2005, only 44% thought that that was a good way to meet people. And in 2013, a few years ago, it increased to 59%. And conversely, they asked people, you know, people who use online dating sites are desperate. In 2005, 29% of people thought that. In 2013, that decreased down to 21%. So, you know, what we see here is that over time, the stigma that people thought about online dating and international online dating, you know, that's been really improving over the last couple of years. And one of the reasons is that so many more people know somebody who has participated in online dating and international online dating specifically as well. So, you know, it's hard to stigmatize something when you know somebody, perhaps a family member or a friend or even maybe an acquaintance or a friend of a friend. It's hard to stigmatize something when you know somebody or have heard of someone close to you or close to your friend who's done it. So as time has gone on and more people have experienced online dating, you know, this has become a much more accepted way of meeting somebody. So, You know, and at this point, 5% of Americans who are in a marriage or committed relationship say they met their significant other online. Again, this is looking at that Pew Center research data that I mentioned. So, you know, as a result, all of the sites within our Anastasia family of sites have been, you know, growing over the last couple of years, 25% or more every year, especially Africa Beauties.
Tell us what innovations has African Beauties and its sister sites brought to the international online dating space?
Well, you know, I would say the number one innovation is really around pay-per-communication. Most sites are membership models, and they charge quite a bit of money for you to use the service, whether you're using it every month or not. And they charge a higher rate because, you know, they have to account for people using the service a lot and also people who are not using the service a lot. We do a pay-per-communication model, so what that means is, let me clarify, when somebody comes on one of our sites, it's absolutely free to become a member. They can join just with a password and an email address. They choose to put their name, that's great too. And then they can view members' profiles free. In order to communicate with members, though, that's where we have the pay-per-communication model. So that allows somebody to pay some money, obviously, if they're using it. But if they're not using it, then they don't have to. So it allows a lot of freedom and also flexibility in terms of the money that they have to pay based on, you know, whether they're using the service or not. Also, we have an innovative way of screening our members. When we are interviewing and having members overseas sign up, they actually have to bring a passport or a national ID to one of our agencies overseas, and they're interviewed, and they have to identify themselves also by their social media profile. So we do check out their background and make sure that they are single. So this is something that almost no U.S. domestic dating sites are doing right now. So this offers a great degree of member security and safety, that you know that the person is single, not in a marriage, and also they understand that their identity is real. The other thing is we have a very robust anti-scam policy, so making sure that there is no malfeasance, or if there happens to be some in the rare instance that anything may happen, we refund the money that somebody has spent communicating with that member. So these are just some of the ways that we feel that we have a very exciting, very fair in terms of monetary system, as well as a very safe and secure platform.
Very good. Today we're joined by Anthony Volpe, Chief Marketing Officer of Social Discovery Ventures, parent company of the Anastasia Date family of sites, founded in 1993, which offers premium international dating to facilitate exciting and romantic companionship online with beautiful and interesting women from all over the world, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Anthony, unfortunately, online dating fraud is something we do hear about often in the news. Why is it so important for people to choose a reputable dating site like Africa Beauties that goes to great lengths to protect its users from scams?
Well, you know, like you said, Eric, everybody has heard about these catfishing stories where, the person on the other end of the line. It turns out to be somebody, obviously, that's very different, maybe even the opposite gender of the person that the member has thought that they were communicating with. And as I mentioned previously, in my answer before, is that we take this kind of possible fraud very seriously. But we have two ways of trying to combat it. Number one is, as members are signing up, as I mentioned before, we have a network of agencies with whom we work, and obviously they work on our behalf, which is the nature of an agency, and we require the members overseas to take their national ID cards or their passports and have an interview process with an agency. That agency goes and inspects and reviews and looks at their social media profiles, goes into their background, make sure that the person is who they say they are. Again, if there is any kind of fraud that we can, you know, find out about, which is a very, very rare instance. We do have a very robust anti-scam policy that helps to, you know, reimburse the client that we have against any kind of losses that they may have incurred. So we really try to do it both on the front end and the back end. You know, it has been a problem on some sites, you know, in the last couple of years. For example, Match.com was called out on having a lot of fraudulent profiles on their site. So we also do a third thing, which is we every once in a while, well, I should say on a regular basis, but we go through all the profiles and make sure that the person is, you know, not having any troubles. And not and making sure through communication that there is no malfeasance. So those are the three ways that we help protect somebody. And I would advise anybody who's getting into online dating to make sure that the online dating site that they use is really trying to pursue all those. We actually don't know of any sites who go to the links that we do, but those are the important things to look for.
And lastly, what would you say to someone on the fence about trying international online dating?
Well, first of all, I would say, you know, don't be scared. The word international oftentimes throws people into a different mindset where they feel like it's a much greater degree of uncertainty and therefore they have fear. What I would say is that it's really not too different from just regular, or I would say domestic, meaning in the U.S., online dating. You know, there are people out there that you may not realize are even options for you. And what we find, most people who join our site or sites are really, you know, looking for their partner, looking for a relationship, looking for the love of their life or their other half, if you will, on U.S. domestic dating sites. And they realize that there is another option to help them increase their chances of finding that person, whatever the kind of relationship is that they're looking for. So international online dating really just provides them one more avenue by which to increase their chances. And they realize that the more people that they talk to, the more people that they meet, the greater the possibility for success in meeting that other person. We often hear the term, you know, the girl next door. And, you know, the girl next door might not be the girl next door. She might live halfway around the world. But with, you know, these days of, especially with sites like ours, where you have the easy communication options to meet people just by sitting on your couch and communicating with them via live chat or video chat or phone call or email or messaging and so on, it's very easy to find those people. And, you know, so I would say that it's quite an easy jump. Don't be worried. As long as the site that you choose has some of the security features, like I mentioned, that our site does, and then go ahead and take a chance. It's really, there's really no downside.
Well, Anthony, it certainly has been good to have had you to cover this topic. Tell our listeners where they can experience Africa Beauties online.
Yes, people can go to, obviously, www.africabeauties.com, again, to sign up. Only requires really an email address, a password, first name, and then you can sign up easily, or you can actually use Facebook Connect. Nothing could be easier than that. And it's very safe and secure. It's free to join, and it only takes about anywhere from 10 to 30 seconds.
Can't beat that. Anthony, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Anthony Volpe, Chief Marketing Officer of Social Discovery Ventures, parent company of the Anastasia Date family of sites, founded in 1993, which offers premium international dating to facilitate exciting and romantic companionship online with beautiful and interesting women from all over the world. And once again, the website of reference is AfricaBeauties.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.